Hello and welcome to Opus on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondek. A single spectacular work today. We're going to be hearing the celebrated water music of George Frideric Handel in its entirety. With notes provided by Jonathan Keats, we know that on Wednesday evening at about 8 o'clock, the king took water at Whitehall in an open barge, wherein were also the Duchess of Bolton, the Duchess of Newcastle, the Countess of Godolphin, Madame Kilmarnock, and the Earl of Orkney. All went up the river towards Chelsea. Many other barges with persons of quality attended, and so great a number of boats that the whole river, in a manner, was covered. A city company's barge was employed for the music, wherein there were 50 instruments of all sorts, who played all the way from Lambeth the finest symphonies composed express for the occasion by Mr. Handel, which His Majesty liked so well that he caused it to be played over 3 times in going and returning. Thus, a London newspaper, the Daily Courant, for 19th of July, 1717, described for its readers the first performances of one of Handel's best-loved works, the set of suites, which soon afterwards became known as the celebrated water music. As so often, in a somewhat more complex fashion, it was Kielmansegg who welcomed Handel to Hanover in the year 1710, fresh from a triumphant 3-year stay in Italy, and it was he who formally dismissed him from the Kapellmeister's duties in 1713. The ostensible reason for the dismissal were partly economic, partly political. In any case, Handel's duties as Hanover were hardly burdensome, and he had spent much valuable time consolidating a new career on the lively musical scene of Queen Anne's London. When the Queen sank into her final illness and George's metamorphosis from German elector to British monarch seemed increasingly likely, Handel, by now a personal friend of the royal physician John Arbuthnot, became potentially more useful as a free agent in London than as an attendant musician at Hanover. Once George had ascended the throne in 1714, his former court composer, so far from languishing in disgrace, renewed his popularity with the king and his family. George himself has been cruelly misrepresented by English historians, eager to portray him as an ignorant boor, fond of nothing but food and fat women. He was, in fact, one of the most sophisticated and discerning princes of his age, and the Hanoverian court over which he presided was far more cosmopolitan in tone than the stuffy provincial court of St. James under Queen Anne. A lover of Venice, to which he had sent Kielmansegg as envoy, he kept a box in one of the city's opera houses, and his musical boating trips, there have been others before 1717, perhaps reflected a pleasurable reminiscence of some great festa of the Serene Republic. Thus, now we hear the entire celebrated water music, and there's something so wonderful about thinking of fashionable people of quality sitting on the barge, enjoying the music as the party unfolded on the Thames with Handel's water music. Please enjoy now the water music of George Frideric Handel. In this recording, we hear the English Baroque soloist John Elliott Gardiner conducts. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
ending as we began with George Frideric Handel's Water Music, the appendix variation number 1 in F major, of course preceded by the three suites from Handel's Water Music. This performed by the English Baroque soloist under the direction of John Elliott Gardiner. And to conclude our program today, just a footnote, the water music of which we've heard was a collection of orchestral movements published, of course, in three suites by Handel. And it did premiere on the 17th of July, 1717, in response to King George I's request for a concert on the River Thames. The water music scored for a relatively large orchestra, making it quite suitable for an outdoor performance. We hope you've enjoyed our offering of water music today on Opus. I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host, hoping you will join us again next week for Opus on Siouxland Public Media. This is Siouxland Public Media, KWIT, Sioux City 90.3, and KOJI, Okoboji 90.7, broadcasting from the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College.